Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional.
Hello, and welcome to the SMB Community Podcast, the longest-running MSP-focused podcast in the industry. I'm your host, Amy Babinchek, and today I have the pleasure of talking with Steve Shattuck, VP of Global Partner Ecosystem and Business Development for the remote work and remote support company, GoTo. Steve has the longest history with AI that you can get. He led an AI software business with Hewlett-Packard Enterprise for 5 years before coming to GoTo, where he's charged with scaling the AI focus. And you know that AI and its transformation of MSP business is a topic that's really near to my heart. Steve and I have something in common besides a love of technology, too. He doesn't know this, but we're both outdoors type people. He enjoys hunting, fishing, boating, skiing, traveling, and cooking, and with the exception of hunting, which my family enjoys, but I don't participate in, our interests are 100% aligned. Steve, I'm always found outdoors. Indoors is a foreign environment to me. So I'm really pleased to meet you, Steve.
Super pleased to meet you and grateful for the opportunity to chat with you today. I'm a big fan of your podcast. And I think you guys have really kind of hit 2026 strong with a great couple of topics, and hopefully we can continue it today.
Thank you. Hey, just so you know, my co-host and I are both longtime users of your products. He loves the GoTo phone system and told me they sold a lot of it when he owned his MSP. And my MSP depended on LogMe and Rescue and Desktop for remote support for years. So you're working for the OG of remote support and remote work. Bringing that all into the world of AI sounds like an awesome responsibility. What was it? Was it the long history of these companies that made you want to come over to GoTo?
That's a great question. And it's interesting you mentioned, right? Because we really are two companies under one brand, right? We are the GoTo company, and many people have a long history with GoToMeeting and the unified communications platforms, like world-class products in that space. And GoTo acquired LogMeIn, which a lot of people have a long history of working with LogMeIn, Rescue, and our remote support products. So it's just two really incredible companies under one brand. So I'm pretty excited about it. So what brought me here? You know, I did spend quite a bit of time in the AI space over at HPE. And it was really funny because early on when we were building this business, I feel like we were a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of what we were trying to do out in the marketplace and where we were meeting people on their kind of AI readiness journey. I think that we were a little bit ahead of folks and out of the gate, it was a struggle in terms of helping folks identify how AI could help them. But then the AI, you know, adoption curve and our solution really kind of met in a really neat place, and it started to take off, and it's really become kind of mainstreamed over at HPE in terms of how they're going to market and how it's integrated into their offerings. But the question of what brought me here, so I would say a combination of things. One, I love building. I love rebuilding teams, and I love growing teams, and it's kind of where my personal passion is. And I had some professional colleagues that came over here, and we had some conversations about the opportunity to really help transform this company into an AI-focused, AI-centric company delivering outcomes, leveraging AI out in the marketplace. And I thought I could make an impact. Additionally, every single person I met at this company was just a world-class individual, just a really, really great person. Yeah, I don't know. At this point in my career, that's really high on my priority list in terms of what I'm doing in my career is really to be working with and working around people that, you know, I like folks that want to be a part of the solution and folks that want to do things the right way. And I would say that's one of the things that was really, really compelling about joining GoTo and on the LogMeIn side.
Yeah, life's too short to work with grumpy, unhappy people. You should only work with awesome people. I think AI is going to rock the world for MSPs. And, you know, you said over at HPE that things sort of coalesce. I don't think it's coalesced for the MSP world yet at all. I ran two courses that I designed for MSPs this year, or in 2025, to help them try to figure out what they're going to do with AI, how they're going to integrate it, what it's going to mean for them, what they need to offer for their clients. I mean, so many questions, and most of them haven't thought about it at all yet. They're looking for direction. They don't know what to do. I just think it's going to rock their world. I think the world, the era of the technician might be coming to an end. And, you know, I say that as a person that started off life as a tech. But I keep telling these guys, hey, if you're using AI to look up the answer, it would be pretty easy for an AI to replace you. So this is a big deal for MSPs. I think it's going to transform their business into something new. I don't know that, and maybe you are the guy that's in the position to know what that's going to look like. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I think it's going to rewrite career trajectories for people interested in IT. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I love your phrase, it's going to rock their world, because you can take that one of two directions, right? It's going to rock their world in terms of, you know, they make the right bets and it helps them launch their business and or their individual careers. Or maybe it rocks their world in a negative way because they didn't, you know, they didn't leverage the tooling and the advantages that AI gives you. So I think you're right. It's going to rock a lot of people's worlds. But I don't know if I totally agree it's going to eliminate technicians. I think it's going to change. I think that you're at an individual level and at a company level, your relationship with AI is really going to determine your success as an individual and your success as a company. And I think it's a really, really important relationship to have. And to your earlier point, like a lot of people still don't know. They don't know what they can do with AI. They don't know what they should do with AI. You know, in previous lives, we had a lot of people coming to us saying they needed AI. And we really tried to focus the conversation on the outcome of, well, what are you trying to accomplish? Like we can't just implement generically AI. We need to focus on what are we trying to accomplish and what are the outcomes that we're looking for? And it's interesting as from a vendor perspective and also having, you know, been on the customer side. Those needs and those outcomes, while intertwined, are actually pretty different. And I would say, I don't think that I've got a perfect crystal ball. I think that I've got some insight. And I think if you look at from a vendor into an MSP to a client, where I see AI really evolving is how each one of those groups leverages AI. As a vendor at GoToLogMeIn, what we're trying to do is embed AI outcomes into the product that make them really easily consumable, really easily adapted, and provide immediate outcomes and benefits without an MSP or an SMB having to be an expert in AI. You know, there's definitely a skill gap out, not just in the enterprise, but in the SMB market with skills around how to leverage AI. And so we don't want to make it more difficult or more challenging for somebody to adopt AI. So we're embedding AI into the product so that immediately MSPs can take advantage of that AI technology without having to be AI experts themselves. What I think that does ultimately, Amy, is that it starts to change the role of MSPs and how they work with their clients and what they're focused on with their clients, and then allows them potentially, hopefully, to become more strategic business partners with their clients and start solving very specific or industry-focused needs and outcomes for their clients, rather than being focused on how do I solve the day-to-day IT management security tasks, because we're helping them solve those problems.
Yeah. It's, you know, when I say it's the end of the era for the technician, it's sort of a phrase that's meant to shock people. Yeah. You know, some people need a bit of a wake-up call on this, you know, that there is going to be a change. I think the career trajectory moves them a little more truly into the consultant realm from the tech realm. And I think that's a great thing. For me, although as a highly technical person, you know, made my reputation on that. For me, if I didn't see the person's smiling face at the end and have that happy outcome, I didn't feel like I did a good job. You know, I wanted that interaction with the customer. And so if AI helps us bring text more in line and speaking with customers while letting AI do some of the work in the background, I think that could be a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I not only do I think it will, I think it is, right? I think that we're seeing not just with what we're doing, but with I've seen with other companies is can we start to automate the lower level tasks? So I think some people have a misconception that the easy tasks aren't the ones that we should be focused on automating with AI, that we should focus on the hard tasks. But yet a lot of times automating those easy tasks provides some of the biggest return because you're taking away some of the mundane time consuming tasks and freeing up folks to begin to have higher level interactions, to be able to upskill themselves and provide higher value output. And so being able to kind of automate those lower level tasks is going to free them up, I think, to do what you were mentioning, which is have really positive, close, personal interactions with their clients, rather than focused on kind of solving, you know, just the kind of technical problem, you know, working on kind of solving a business problem, which is just a higher value output at the end of the day.
It is, yeah, it's definitely a higher value output. And, you know, I agree that's where the MSP should be. But I have a concern. how does an MSP owner train up somebody? If we've let AI take over the entry level, this isn't even an MSP problem. This is going to be every industry problem, right? If we're training AI to take over the entry level tasks, how do we train up people to become those mid level folks when we've got that gap? I don't know that anybody has the answer for that yet, but it's just sort of a concern of mine. We always talk about this double edged sword of a new technology. I loved what you said about, you know, somebody comes to you and says, you know, we need to get some AI. Totally reminds me of when VoIP hit the market, right? We want to move. My customers say to me, yeah, we want to go to VoIP because it's free. Yeah. Like, well, it doesn't really work that way. And the same thing when cloud came along, like, oh, we won't need anything anymore. And we just want to get cloud. Yes, it doesn't really work that way.
No, there's a few hype cycles where I've seen some commonality. Virtualization, right? Where everybody said they needed some virtualization, and then everybody needed a cloud strategy, and then now it's really everybody needs an AI strategy. And I actually agree. I just think that historically we've taken the wrong approach to all of those. While we're not looking at what's the outcome we're trying to drive, you know, virtualization drove, you know, cost savings, and, you know, reuse of IT infrastructure. Cloud provided some, you know, potentially some cloud savings, but mostly some flexibility and manageability and flexibility around how and where you deploy technology. Now, and the same with AI is it's like we're really only limited by our imagination in terms of what we can do with AI. And so, you know, back to your question, which was like, what do we do, right? If we're eliminating entry level roles and, well, I wouldn't go so as far as to say we're eliminating. I like to say that we're enhancing and augmenting these roles. You know, when I think about AI, I kind of think of it in terms of like brains and brawn, right? That you know, you can develop AI from a brain's perspective, which is helping you think, helping you analyze, helping you look at historical data and helping you be predictive about what may or may not happen and help you guide what you should be doing. But then there's aspect of AI's, which is a brawn, which is, you know, if I have those learnings, how do I then automate that and make myself more efficient? How can I do more with less? And so while I don't think we eliminate those roles, I think we make those roles much, much more efficient and much, much more effective, that they're able to manage larger environments, manage more clients, and just drive the quality of the outcome. As opposed to eliminating those roles, you know, trying to integrate, not trying to eliminate, but make every technician better.
Yeah. You know, just the other day, Satya Nardella, right, of Microsoft had this great phrase he used. He said, AI is going to be the bicycle of the brain. And by that, you know, like we've been walking, we've been maybe running, but a bicycle makes a human a lot faster.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of how he phrased it for AI. And I thought that was a brilliant way to start looking at it.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's been a ton of consolidation in our industry lately. I also own an M&A company, so I'm a little embroiled in that. A lot of PE companies and, you know, just people forming platforms and picking these big giant MSPs where previously everybody was a small MSP. Small MSPs will still always be the thing because everybody starts one up, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that, what do you think is going to happen with AI? Do you think AI is going to level that playing field a little bit between what the small person can do and what the big guy can handle?
There's no question. I mean, I don't even think it's debatable. I think that the technology is going to close the gap on the outcomes that a large MSP can deliver and a small MSP, because those tasks that have been highly technical, whether they be around security or IT asset management or help desk, we're going to make those easier for everybody, whether you be, you know, and I mean, my software is used from 1 and 2 man shop SMB focused MSPs to we're in 13 of the largest 15 GSIs globally, right? So we cover literally the gamut in terms of helping folks, you know, solve outcomes. And the outcomes that everybody is trying to solve are the same. They're just at different scales, right? And our software is going to allow the smallest MSP to compete with the mid-market large MSPs, to even compete with you know, larger enterprise companies in terms of the outcomes that they can provide. And that's going to be because not just us, but also all the folks in this space are leveraging AI to make the software more approachable, better outcomes, easier to adopt. And in the big outcome, if the MSPs choose to really adopt this, is it frees them up to then go become absolute subject matter experts in the communities that they're trying to support from an MSP perspective. It frees them up from having to worry about all of the knowledge base management and asset management and, you know, some, you know, being able to, or even simple as like being able to support different languages, is, you know, our ability to do automatic AI based language translation is going to help, you know, free up in terms of what you're doing in terms of skill sets to go focus on solving the problems of your business. And so, you know, it ties into an earlier question is like, how do we upskill them? I think the upskilling is really going to be focused around becoming the subject matter expert for your target clients and how do you drive outcomes that are relevant to them?
That's really
where the small MSPs will be able to continue to differentiate.
Yeah, I've always seen this as a consulting business that does technology rather than, you know, techs that have to go talk to businesses, which I think is how too many people look at it. I talk a lot about how if I could get my clients to leave their business and come out and meet me at Starbucks and have conversations, then that's how I learned to be proactive in their business. Because if I didn't know what they were doing then, or what their hopes and dreams were, then I couldn't align the IT in a way to make help those things come true. I think AI is going to help a lot of these guys get out of their office and have to think more about what's happening in their clients' businesses and let them start those conversations. Maybe even prompt them on, hey, this is the kind of conversation you need to start having with your client based on the types of tickets we've seen coming in. I think AI has got a really huge potential there. Now, LogMeIn Resolve is the flagship product that you've got for MSPs. It's like a one-stop shop. I love it because I'm totally against tool sprawl. I think the more that you can get under one hood, I think the easier it is for your staff, the fewer gaps you have between products that you don't realize are there, that you can really focus on what you're doing rather than worrying about learning, you know, a dozen different tools. You can really focus on a single thing. But how are you going to, where are you going to bring AI into this? You talked a little bit about, you know, helping them resolve tickets and whatnot. What's your, where are you going?
Yeah. So it's a great question. And we have brought in on the product management side and engineering side, a lot of AI expertise, because we really want to weave AI into everything that we do within our platform. And then as we start to partner out in the ecosystem with some strategic partners, weave that into what we're doing with some of our strategic partners as well. And so, yeah, you're right. We are to a certain degree a one-stop shop and, you know, an all-in-one tool. But, you know, it's only as good as the outcomes that you can drive and how efficient you can make people. And so we're trying to leverage AI to help our reduce the amount of time that you're spending on some kind of the menial tasks. But then, for instance, like one of the things that we've heard from a lot of customers and clients is that you're saying you're engaged in a support ticket and you're engaging with a client and you get done. And now you want to try and capture everything that you did in that engagement and you want to add it into your knowledge base. One of the big challenges a lot of companies have is accurately capturing everything that happened during that engagement into the call notes and then getting those call notes integrated into a knowledge base that's searchable and usable. Well, that's one of the areas where we're leveraging AI. During that interaction, we're actually capturing everything that's happening during that. And AI will summarize everything that happened during that call and create a technician note that the technician can then review for its accuracy without having to remember what they did in the beginning of a 30-minute call. That's all recorded and AI summarized. If it looks good, they can then submit it into the knowledge base. And then integrating AI into the knowledge management to make it easier to search, easier to create articles. When you're engaged with a client, and maybe you don't know that the challenge that your client is facing during this call. Maybe there's an error message that you've never seen before because it's either new or you're new to it. Integrated into the product, we've got the ability, you know, the technician can just draw a box around it like they're taking a screenshot, and we'll leverage AI to look at that error message, and AI will go out and try and determine what that error message is and come up with a step-by-step resolution to solve that issue. It may be an issue that this technician has never seen before, and there's not a knowledge-based article on it. And so the AI will go out and attempt to resolve it, attempt to create a plan to fix it. If it's successful, then that plan will then get integrated into the knowledge base. So really trying to make it a full circle of AI where we're not just helping technicians resolve problems, but get smarter about resolving them in the future. And then leverage all the stuff in the knowledge base to start getting more predictive about maintenance. If we know that we're starting to see a reoccurring issue, how do we get ahead of that? How do we as a company then reach out either across our client base or within an individual client base to get ahead of those issues so that we can reduce the call volume? So those are just a few of the ways that we're trying to integrate it into the day in the life of an IT support professional. And just make it usable. You know, yeah. Make it really, really usable.
That sounds really, really, really interesting. You know, one of the pain points for MSPs has always been getting technicians to document what's done and maintaining that knowledge base. The huge pain point for MSPs. So you're spot on with that. And I love the idea that you've made it so simple as just drawing up lasso around the error message, saying, AI, tell me about this.
it's really, really cool. Well, that and like, you know, if your client, and we see this all the time, if your client speaks a different native language and their computer terminal or their laptop or their whatever is in a different language, we will auto-translate that. So on the technician side, say they're a native English speaker and say the person who's having the troubleshooting issue is a native Spanish speaker and their laptop is all in Spanish, our technician actually sees those screens in English. It doesn't see them in Spanish.
Goodness. I tell you, Steve, I had that problem. Yeah. I had a client who was acquired by a Japanese firm. And every 2 years, they would send a lead engineer over from Japan. And every 2 years, they spoke worse English than the guy before them. The laptop was in Japanese. And, you know, we had to operate it by feel because, just sort of knowing where things are in Windows, you know, but really you couldn't read a thing, obviously. I hadn't even thought about AI as taking away that problem. That's really cool.
And while we're not doing it with voice translation, but if you're typing with your client in one language, it would auto translate to the other language. But the industry is not far away from being able to do that with voice, right? We that technology exists, and it'll be a cool technology once we figure out how to actually embed it into a session, that not only will you be able to read the screens of a different language and, you know, communicate via text message and instant message, you'll be able to verbally communicate with another person in a different language as the software will do the auto translation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big deal across every industry. And even personally, you know, I'm desperately trying to learn French myself and failing pretty poorly. So, it's a thing, but just imagine the impact of allowing the whole world to be able to communicate effortlessly, from whatever their native language is, to whatever your native language is, and just taking away that communication gap. That alone, I think, is going to change the world. I'm really excited. I'm excited about AI in general, as you can tell.
Yeah. I love that because outside of, the business world that you and I live in, I think breaking down barriers in communication is the single most important thing that we can do just in terms of continuing to solve some of the world's problems. Having run international global teams for many, many years and having traveled the world and worked in other countries and had tried, just as you tried, to pick up some foreign language and pick up some French or some Spanish, just being able to have a little bit better native communication really helps building relationships.
It really does. Yeah. I'm a big traveler. And when I travel, I try to learn a few words of the language, at least I can do yes, no, please, thank you, count to 10. Be amazed how far that little grasp of the native language will get you and how happy you're making people that you've made the effort, right?
It gets me into a little bit of trouble. I spent a lot of time supporting Latin America and used to be a little bit more competent than I am now, but I've retained a pretty good accent evidently. And so when we travel to Latin America and I throw out a little bit, evidently my accent is good enough that they think that I could speak better than I can. And then they start ripping into me with native speaking and I have to slow them down because I get lost very quickly.
Well, Steve, it's been really nice to chat with you today. Any final thoughts you want to share with the audience before we wrap up?
It was a pleasure to talk with you. I just love having a conversation about AI and what AI can do with for our businesses and our clients and the world in general. And I spent 5 or plus years really working on massive AI in the enterprise space. And there's a lot of commonality, but a lot of differences in terms of how we apply AI into the SMB space. And it's been really exciting to start to work on solving those problems in the SMB space, because I just think there's a tremendous opportunity. And I think, podcasts like yours are really going to be super, super beneficial to the SMB and MSP community on what they can, what they should be doing in terms of thinking about an AI strategy.
Yeah. I 100% agree. Well, I'm really excited to see what you guys come up with, and I love the direction that you're headed in. So thank you for everything that you're doing for us.
Yeah, thank you. Keep up the good work on the podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you
So reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.